For weeks, Captain Matt McKenzie had longed for rain. It would signal the end of wildfire season, which should have concluded by now. But November had brought only a parched wind. The jet stream was sluggish, failing to push rain clouds up and over the Sierra Nevada into Northern California. Since May 1st, 2018, Butte County, 150 miles northeast of San Francisco and 80 miles north of Sacramento, had received only 0.88 inches of precipitation. The low rainfall broke local records. It was now November 8th, and with 3 weeks to go until Thanksgiving, the sky remained a stubborn, unbroken blue. Plants withered and died, their precious moisture sucked into the atmosphere. Oak and madrone shook off their brittle leaves. Ponderosa pine needles fell like the raindrops that refused to come, pinging against the fire station's tin roof and waking McKenzie from a deep sleep around 5:30 a.m. A pinecone landed with a thud. He curled up on the twin bed in his station bedroom, feet poking from under the thin comforter, and oriented himself in the darkness. He didn't feel ready for the day to begin. Blackness edged the only window. Outside, gale force winds wailed through the hallway. He pulled aside the window blinds for confirmation. No rain. The sliver of a waxing moon and winking stars pricked the sky's endless dark. In an hour, the sun would rise. After more than 2 decades of firefighting, McKenzie, 42, possessed a certain clairvoyance. He had dedicated half his life to the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection, helping to battle conflagrations that sprouted in the vastness of California during its fire season. In such a huge state, urban departments could cover only so much ground. There had to be a larger force to stop fires before they burned too far or too fast in the wilderness bordering cities and towns. Known as CAL FIRE, the state agency was one of the largest dedicated wildland firefighting forces in the world. McKenzie had learned to read the agency's weather reports like tea leaves. When conditions were right, all it took was a spark to ignite an inferno. McKenzie and his crew were trained to anticipate and react aggressively, jumping into action while the fires were still small and easily contained. Nothing was left to chance. They did this the old-fashioned way, by digging dirt fire breaks and spraying water from their engines. The method was effective. Only 2-3% of the wildfires they tackled ever escaped their control. But fires broke out all over California every year, and members of his outpost, Station 36, were called upon to help quench the most destructive ones as part of the state's mutual aid agreement, by which jurisdictions pledged to help each other out during emergencies. The crew spent the year crisscrossing the state, from barren Siskiyou to coastal San Diego. Innocuous mishaps, a golf club or lawnmower striking a rock, a malfunctioning electric livestock fence, a trailer dragging against the asphalt, a catalytic converter spewing hot carbon, could beget a blaze. More often, though, fires were started by downed electrical lines. They would snap and spark in high winds, showering embers and grief across entire communities. Lately, the Pacific Gas and Electric Company, the largest power provider in California, was experimenting with shutting off power when high fire risk was forecast. In a remotely operated weather site near McKenzie's fire station, an anemometer was whirring, generating the next forecast. Surrounded by chain-link fencing, the instrument thrummed atop a slender tripod 20 feet tall, its 3 cupped hands circling faster and faster. It registered winds blowing at 32 miles per hour, with gusts up to 52 miles per hour. That November morning, wind wasn't the only problem. Relative humidity plummeted to 23% and continued dropping. It was forecast to hit 5% by noon, drier than the Sahara Desert.